Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services.
Total Country Bob FM.
This is it. It's the Bob Almanac Monday, back from the weekend. And according to my notes here, we have an Almanac sponsor here.
How about that?
It's the Invisible Wounds Project. And I assume what they're talking about here, the Invisible Wounds Project, was a great project, but they are sponsoring this big Freedom Fest out at Running Aces.
Right on.
On Saturday, September 28th, a week from this upcoming Saturday, they've got the Memorial 5K, their Cruise for Heroes, and then, how about this for back-to-back, Easton Corbin, then the Eli Young Band.
How about that?
That's a double big. Dip. That's a big double dip. And that is coming up, and again, it is Saturday, September 8th. Get your tickets now. Get all the information. I'm on their website right now, iwproject.org. And then all the info right there for Freedom Fest is on their website.
It's going to be a fun day for sure.
Yep, and there's a link there for concert tickets. So get those today. Thank you to Freedom Fest and the Invisible Wounds Project for seeing the value of the Bob Almanac. That we can move product and make people aware of your event.
How about that?
As we cut through all, because you got to cut through the BS.
Right.
To get to the serious stuff here on the Bob Almanac.
There's no BS on the Almanac.
We are starting with some serious stuff here today.
ABC, easiest 1, 2, 3.
Almanac salute.
Almanac salute, one of the Jackson 5.
1, 2, 3, baby.
I think this is the second one to pass, right? Because Michael has already passed.
Sure.
And now Tito Jackson has passed away at the age of 70. Entertainment Tonight reporting on it that Jackson passed away on Sunday. Longtime Jackson family friend and former family manager telling the publication it's believed Jackson suffered a heart attack while driving.
Oh, my.
The third of 10 children in the famous Jackson family, Tito was an original member of the Jackson 5. Tito Jackson at the age of 70, now gone. But not forgotten. He's not the only one.
Some preach wrong and some preach right. Some preach love and some preach fights. Takes every kind to make the world go round. Takes only one to gun you down. Goodbye, Martin. Goodbye.
Tommy Cash passed away on the 13th on Friday at
Johnny's
the age
brother.
Of 84. Yes, Tommy Cash. Johnny's brother, Neil. Did you know he was a real estate agent? And he actually handled the sale of Johnny and June's house there in Tennessee.
Oh, wow.
He was the selling agent for that, Tommy Cash. Tommy Cash Realty.
Yeah.
And, of course, singer. He had the one hit, Six White Horses.
Mm-hmm. Got to visit with him when Johnny was in town. He was traveling with Johnny.
Oh, he was traveling with Johnny.
Yeah, in the mid-90s. Yeah.
Was he performing at all, or was he like handling some of his business?
Yeah, he was in the band and did some background vocals and sang a little bit, for sure.
Tommy Cash, now gone but not forgotten. Monday, September 16th, 260th day of the year. This is the date. 1620, actually in the old style calendar was September 6th, but when we transferred to the new style calendar, September 6th became September 16th.
Ah.
Are you aware of that?
I was not.
We did do a flip. You had to adjust, had to do a pivot, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
The Mayflower departed Plymouth, England on this date. And it would just happen, the first rock they see, they would name Plymouth Rock.
Very nice.
You know, you got to love your hometown when you name a rock after it.
Yeah.
Right?
For sure.
So Plymouth, England, 102 pilgrims, 30 crew, into the new world. They'd get there eventually.
Yep.
That was the state, 1620. 1940, this was in the news here this day.
America's most epical call to arms and preparedness. Millions of men from 21 to 36 line up and sign up throughout the nation. There's Winthrop Rockefeller, son of John D. Jr. Answer the call to national service.
Selective Training and Service Act signed into law by President Franklin Delano Roosevelt this day, 1940. Required all men between the ages, I think you heard him say, 21 and 45 to register for the draft. Both you and I are too old.
Yep.
The first peacetime draft in United States history, but I think they knew
what was coming,
what was on the horizon.
Yeah.
This date in 1940. Let's move on to 1965. We have some quality premieres here today, and today in 65, Lost in Space.
Nice.
Did you ever get into that when it was new?
I did. It wasn't my favorite show, Gunsmoke, but I did watch it.
June Lockhart, probably my favorite. And, of course, the robot.
Yes.
And Dr. Smith. I loved when they would go back and forth.
Dr. Smith, who would be Mr. Hand in the Fast Times at Ridgemont. Wasn't that him?
No, you're thinking of My Favorite Martian.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he was in Favorite Martian. He was not okay. Dr. Smith
in
Lost in Space. No.
Okay.
Very similar.
They are similar.
I could see where you could confuse those
right.
two. But that was Lost in Space, premiered on the state CBS, and eventually they made a feature film out of it, starring Joey from Friends. Remember, it wasn't Joey from Friends in the Lost in Space movie. I don't know if you can check me up on that. You can fact check.
Yeah.
Feel free.
When would the movie have been?
90s, early 2000s, or somewhere like that. It was way past the actual TV show. It was in 65. 1968.
Sock it to me?
Richard Nixon appeared on Laugh-In on this date, and he would get socked a little bit later.
Eventually.
They would sock it to him eventually, yes, Congress yes. and the whole thing, and the media with the Watergate scandal cover-up. But at this time, it was all fun. And 1968 was not a year, though, for
laughs
and fun and everything, but Richard Nixon was able to do that.
We
in
needed
1968. Some. 68, well, that was the... because it was 68 and 72. That was an election year. So that was basically a campaign appearance.
Did they let Hubert Humphrey in? I mean, come on.
I don't know. I don't remember him saying, sock it to me.
No, I don't either.
So maybe this is what won him the election
in
68 over Hubert H. Humphrey, Richard Nixon. Let's move on to 71.
We'll keep America looking good. Give a hoot. Don't pollute.
Woo, hoo. Give a hoot, don't pollute. We heard that for the first time this date in 1971. Woodsy Owl,
yeah.
Do you remember?
Quite a character.
Give the hoot, don't pollute. U.S. Forest Service, they already had Smokey Bear. He was talking about forest fires and wildfires. They needed somebody about littering, pollution, and other things, so they called on Woodsy Owl.
Hmm. Well, that would be the guy to bring in.
Finish this line. Give a hoot.
Get the boot.
Yes, that's what it was. Give a hoot, get a boot, and then say, sock it to me. So that was the state. Let's give a hoot, don't pollute.
That's what it is.
That was the promotional line that they used, and they used it for years.
Well,
for decades.
It's a good one. You know, when you get something that solid, you stay with it.
What was more effective, though? Woodsy the Owl or the Crying Indian? The crying Native American with the tear. He'd be canoeing through and seeing all the pollution and the litter and the garbage and everything.
Right.
That was powerful.
It was.
A funny looking 4'5" guy in an owl suit. I don't know. It was just a different approach.
Crying Indian. Right. It's slightly better. It's TV theme time, Jim.
Yes. Chips premiered on this date.
Nice.
First met Ponch and John, a couple of California Highway Patrol motorcycle cops getting it done. I tell you what, some of those crashes that they had over out on the 5, when they were, cars were flying through the air for no good reason.
Why was that? Yeah.
It just happened. I don't know, they had some cars left over from filming Dukes of Hazzard that they didn't wreck. They go, well, I want to bring these over. Let's fly them and crash them and do a demolition derby out on the 5.
Right.
So Chips premiered on this date, NBC 77.
I said a hip hop, the hippie to the hip, hip hop. You don't stop the rocket to the bang, bang, boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie.
You were still pretty young when this one was out. I'm surprised that you did not get enveloped by this song and then become a big fan of hip hop and rap. This is seen as like the first rap single to be released to the mainstream and the first rap song to enter the Hot 100.
Ooh.
The Sugar Hill Gang. I know you've heard this.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
course,
and it is catchy.
Yeah, well, they sampled Good Times. Not the show Good Times, but the song by Chic.
Oh, yeah.
These are such good times. You can hear that in there, right? That's kind of their baseline, little bit of the melody of Good Times by Chic. Nile Rodgers did not like that they took that. That was something new that had never really been done before. Now it's done hip-hop and rap all the time,
right,
where they sample another song. I Keep Forgetting by Michael McDonald is one of the more popular or more famous ones in times that had been done, but this is the first time it was done. Nile Rodgers is kind of, he's the Chic guy. Very good musician, very, very accomplished. He's always in demand to get people to have him on the record and to produce. And they sued, and there was eventually a settlement there. But Rapper's Delight was released, and it was on this date, 1979. We had another TV debut on this date, 93. Somebody Moved West.
We're just about at the end of our hour. Let me see if I can cut to the chase by using myself as an example. 6 months ago, I was living in Boston. My wife had left me, which was very painful. Then she came back to me, which was excruciating.
Yes, Dr. Fraser Crane, I'm listening.
The so Fraser, good.
One of the best, and a lot of times you'll see a spinoff that'll happen while the popular show is still going on.
Right.
This spinoff occurred after Cheers had ended, right?
Yes.
And Cheers ended the earlier
the year
spring
before, yes.
In 93.
Yep.
Spring of 93, or was it 92?
No, I think it was...
It was
10 seasons.
Right. This was almost immediately after Cheers. So it was more of a continuation than a spinoff, if you will.
Right.
And Kelsey Grammer, it was on 11 seasons. Now they've revived it. They've come back, and now Frasier's back. You know that, but it's streaming, so you'll never see it.
No.
But that's okay. I think you'll live.
I think I will, but I saw the original and enjoyed it so much.
I tell you what, good thing you lived in the era that you live. If Gunsmoke at this time comes on the air, and streaming only.
Oh, my gosh.
Where would you have been? You wouldn't be the person that we know of today.
No, I wouldn't be.
No, certainly not. Frasier, 1993, made its debut on TV. Let's go to the Metrodome. Field got his 3,000th hit while with the Twins, becoming the first player in MLB history to get his 3,000th hit while playing for his hometown team.
Very nice.
Yeah, 1993. And then lo and behold, 3 years later.
To right center field. Myers and Nunley chase it. Myers, the ball drops. Molitor has his 3,000th hit, and he's chugging for third. And he's in with a triple.
The only 3,000th hit that was a triple.
How about
same
that?
Date. Same date.
I didn't realize these were the same date. That is
we
too
do it
good.
Every year, and I forget about it until we get to this date. I go, oh, that's right. 3 years later, 1996, that was at Royal Stadium. It might have been known as Kauffman by then.
Both playing with their hometown teams.
Exactly.
That is sweet.
2009.
How many roads must a man walk down before they call?
Fine trio.
Well, Mary Travers passed away of Peter, Paul, and Mary. She was 72 in 2009.
Their voices went together quite well.
Number of songs that you can sing to, of course, 2009. We're going to move on to birthdays now.
Okay.
A lot of TV themes today, yes.
Well, it's 'tis the season.
It is, big time.
With all the debut shows.
I go back and forth. I don't know which one has a better saxophone intro. Is it this one or the Cagney and Lacey theme? They go back and forth.
This one's pretty dang good.
I wouldn't doubt if it was the same saxophone player on both of them.
I wouldn't either.
To be honest. So L.A. Law, Susan Rattan, who was Roxanne on L.A. Law for so many times, nominated 4 times for Primetime Emmys. She's 76. Ed Bagley Jr., happy birthday.
Grant Linkletter.
This is Sheldon Cooper. I'm speaking quietly because I'm calling from a library.
Hello, Sheldon. Nice to hear from you.
Why are you whispering? Are you in a library?
Good point. How can I help you?
My meemaw doesn't want to take me to the lecture because she thinks that you're just using me to spend time with her.
I see. Well, you're an intelligent young man. What do you think?
I think she's wrong, and you invited me because you know I appreciate the subject matter.
Exactly right.
You're even smart. Ed Bagley Jr. Now, you remember him from... Oh, Bob Sales meeting in 5 minutes.
Okay.
I think everybody knows about the contest.
I'll hurry. Yes.
You better hurry. We've got to get through so you can get to the meeting. You are an integral part. I'm just guessing.
I haven't been to one in 6 years.
He was Dr. Ehrlich on St. Elsewhere, and there he is. Most recently, a genius portrayal and a genius casting of him on Young Sheldon as one of his kids like nine, and he's in college,
right?
So he's one of his professors. So Ed Bagley Jr. is 75.
You say I'm nice. You say I'm sweet. Well, baby,
one of the Bellamys, Neil. Which one do you think it is?
Well, it's got to be Howard.
Well, they could put me in jail.
It's David.
I've been thinking about you. I could get 20 years for a story.
Oh, I thought it was in February. No, I guess you're right. You know, we've celebrated the Bellamy brothers' birthdays at the Medina during their shows, and I thought it was a February show, but it was a September show.
And they sounded good. They sounded good at Ribfest.
Yes,
they really did.
David's the,
youngest.
Does the most of the singing.
I think the one Howard, really the only one where Howard is the main guy is Let Your Love Flow.
Yeah.
Because he really comes out in the beginning. Is there another one
Remembering? One more. Forget About Me. He does more of the Forget About Me one.
That makes sense. David Bellamy, 74.
As time goes by, they say he's washed up. He's finished. He's a loser. He's all through. You know what? The only ones who are going to tell me when I'm through doing my thing is you people here.
Oscar award-winning performance there by Mickey Rourke. Have you seen The Wrestler?
I have not.
It is very good. Put that on your list of the thousands that you have to to check out here before you check out.
I saw him in the Iron Man as the bad guy
Man
2.
He was Ivan Vanko.
Yes.
As the bad guy there to Iron Man. Mickey Rourke is 72. We got more country here today. Another country artist.
It's a love so rare and true.
Terry McBride of McBride and the Ride.
Good man right there. Seen him at Raleigh's a couple times, had the pleasure.
People really like him at Raleigh's.
He's great. Yeah,
he's solid. So Terry McBride is 66.
And has written so many of the Brooks and Dunn hits, too.
For, great writer.
Yeah, good friends with Ronnie.
Not country here, but it's Richard Marx is 61 today.
Oh, yeah. He's had some success.
But he had a good mullet. Not Michael Bolton like, but it was still pretty top five, I think, of the 80s. Richard Marx is 61. Funny Lady Molly Shannon.
Control yourself.
Oh, it's control.
Right. I'm writing your name down here. Look, Mary Catherine
Gallagher.
Gallagher. That's all right.
Okay.
You just got a little carried away there, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yes, good girl. Well, now you can go back to your class.
Okay, thank you, Father.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yes, thanks very much.
Superstar.
Yeah, she's a superstar. Mary Catherine Gallagher. Molly Shannon is 60 today from SNL and another SNL.
My appointment means that I will be leaving my post as New York's junior senator. It has been such an honor to serve you, the citizens of my home state of New York. Kidding. This is not my home state. It never was my home state. Pack up the house in Chappaqua, Bill. What's that? We never unpacked. Even better.
She did a nice Hillary Clinton impersonation.
Yeah.
That's Amy Poehler. And also very good in Parks and Rec.
Yes.
Good show on NBC. Amy Poehler is 53 on our rapper of the day. You know him.
Yeah.
Flo Rida.
Yes.
Flo Rida.
I do know.
You, My Head Spins Round. That was a song they used at the end of one of the Hangover movies.
Right.
Flo Rida is 45 today.
All right. Gone, but not forgotten today. We got a nice list. J.C. Penney was born on this day, 1875. You ever been to a J.C. Penney store and shop in the Husky section? Some of us have. James Cash Penney, J.C., 1875. 75. Alan Funt from, of course, Candid Camera.
Oh, we did a film about a little old lady who's sweeping out in front of her house. And she gets a little wicked with that broom. And every once in a while, she takes it out on somebody passing by.
Now, we thought it would be funny. We took this old lady, gave her a broom, and then see what happens.
Right. And hilarity ensued. Alan Funt was the guy from Candid Camera, created that show. Born on this day, 1914. Fine actress. I loved her opposite the Duke in his final movie, The Shootist. Lauren Bacall.
How long have they been here?
Not when Curly and the woman showed up first. Dad Temple told them we were closed for the summer, but he offered to rent the whole hotel for a week. For so much money, Dad couldn't afford to turn it down. Mr. Brown and the others arrived in that big boat 4 days ago.
All due respect to the Duke, it's Bogey and Bacall.
For sure. They were husband and wife, after all. Humphrey Bogart, Lauren Bacall. She was in lots and lots of movies. Born on this day, 1924. Legendary R&B guitarist and singer B.B. King.
In Memphis, if you went down to Beale Street, there was always a chance that B.B. King would show up at his place. And everybody would go, oh, B.B. King's here, and everybody would flood there.
How about that? Why wouldn't you?
You didn't ever know who would show up on Beale Street.
I bet you that was a treat. And you're gonna be sorry. Of course, he and his guitar, Lucille, right? Wasn't that the name of his guitar?
Correct.
I think it was. And B.B. King was born on this day, 1925. One more thing, Jim. Mm-hmm. Peter Falk, Emmy Award-winning actor, 1927.
Oh, one more thing. Gee, I almost forgot what I came here to ask you.
Fortunately, you remembered.
As you're an expert on restaurants, sir, I wanted to ask you, do you know anything about the Restaurant Developers Association?
You know, when Columbo would say that, you knew you were in trouble.
Correct.
The perp was in trouble.
Yeah. He had kind of solved the problem at that point.
He had a sixth sense.
He did. Peter Falk was wonderful as Columbo. Born on this day, 1927. One of the early westerns from the 50s. Starred Jack Kelly as Bart Maverick, 1927. Maverick is the name. Riding the trail to Stevie Deep time once again.
So which one was he? Was he Bart?
Bart, yes. Brett was James Garner. And then Roger Moore played the third Maverick.
Did it start with a B, too?
I'm sure it must have.
Buddy?
No,
Buddy Maverick?
No.
Wasn't Bippy?
Brian.
How about Brent?
Bill. Brent. Might have been Brent.
How about Bo?
Bo Diddley. That was Jack Kelly as Bart Maverick, also in the movie or the show Get Christy Love, 1927, same as Peter Falk. Anne Francis, a fine actress, born on this day, 1930. And one of the great Minneapolis Lakers, although he was only in Minneapolis for a year or so, but he was the top draft choice and the NBA Rookie of the Year in 1959, 11-time NBA All-Star, 10-time of the All-NBA first team, the great Elgin Baylor.
Yeah, I think he was here 2 years because he was picked in 58. The team left in 60, so he would have been here 58-59 in the 59-60 season.
Yeah, the great Elgin Baylor. 1934, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Alabama, Song of the South, Travis Tritt, Country Club. I got to come up with one more here.
Mm-hmm.
Take It Back, Reba.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like Reba today. Let's go.
Right. And thank you to our sponsor of today's, Bob Almanac. It's the Invisible Wounds Project. And their Freedom Fest at Running Aces, Saturday, September 28th. Bob FM.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG.